and welcome to the Strange Brew Podcast. My name's Jason Barnard, and for the next hour, you'll be listening to an excellent selection of tracks that Morrissey picked out in his recently published Penguin Classic autobiography as being integral to his formative years, his first, I think, about 13 years on the planet. And the first song that you heard was Millie Small and My Boy Lollipop. Millie Small being a Jamaican artist who was brought over by Chris Blackwell to do recordings in the early 60s. My Boy Lollipop was a worldwide smash in 1964. And I think that was around the time Morrissey first went to school. In his autobiography, recalls that him and his schoolmates trudged to school ankle deep in slush, snow, half thawed and half frozen, musing on that particular song. Next, we actually have the first song on the first record that Morrissey bought, and not a bad one, in fact. It is Marianne Faithfull, Come and Stay With Me. That song was written by Jackie DeShannon for Marianne. So let's hear Marianne Faithfull, Come and Stay With Me, released as a single on Decca in 1965. Marianne Faithfull and Come and Stay With Me, a single on Decca in 1965. Moving forward a couple of years on the HMV label, we have a single from ex-Manfred Mann singer Paul Jones. This was one of his biggest hits, I've Been a Bad, Bad Boy. And in fact, Morrissey recalls that he was fascinated by the track because it was so loud and so strange.
A bad, bad boy. I'm on my knees. Forgive me, please. I've been a bad, bad boy. I'm not the man you think I am. I give
such a change in me. I'm making you forget your resolution to run and hide from this confusion. You've got to face it, I'm a loser. I'm just a cloud when I'm down, and while you sleep, I softly weep. I've been a bad, bad boy. Here come the night, we'll be alright. I've been a bad, bad boy. Just hold my hand, I'll take you where the sun and moon are always shining. One fine day, you're gonna turn to me and see a silver.
Paul Jones and I've Been a Bad, Bad Boy. Also from this year, we have Sandy Shaw, You've Not Changed. Morrissey recalls that he likes You've Not Changed because of its barking brass and simple lyric. Later, when he was in the Smiths, Sandy received a letter from, quote, two incurable Sandy Shaw fans. And that led to Sandy and Morrissey and Ma working with her, and Sandy enjoying a new period of success with her version of Hand in Glove, backed by the Smiths in the early 80s. Sandy actually announced her retirement a few months back this year. But let's hear Sandy Shaw from 1967 and You've Not Changed.
You been long time no see. Say you're looking good, fine as fine could be. I do like your hair and the clothes you wear, but if you were eggs, you'd still look good to me.
I missed you.
You're not changed a bit, my love.
I missed you.
You're not changed at all. Strange meeting you here. It was only last year that we met here, and that was by chance too. I've been here each day since you went away, hoping we'd meet again. I can't believe it's you.
I missed you.
You're not changed a bit, my love.
I missed you.
You're not changed at all. Disappeared, I did not understand. Seems so long ago, I still love you so. Now I must be going, keep hold of my hand.
I missed you.
You're not changed a bit, my love.
I missed you.
You're not changed at all.
I missed you.
You're not changed a bit, my love.
Sandy Shaw and You've Not Changed. Now to 1968, where Morrissey chose Rainbow Valley by The Love Affair as a single purchase, the band of course led by Steve Ellis. Morrissey recalls being thrilled to death whenever The Love Affair appear on television. So let's hear Rainbow Valley.
Headed
Love Affair and Rainbow Valley. Now, moving on that year, 1968, Morrissey recalls seeing the Foundations led by Clem Curtis in cheap-looking high-waisted trousers, smiling all the way through, back on my feet again with a chorus that never ends. This single actually was the follow-up to Baby Now That I Found You, but let's hear Morrissey's choice, Back on My Feet Again.
Yeah!
Foundations and Back on My Feet Again, now to a classic single that Morrissey described as an urgent investment, and it certainly was. The Small Faces and Lazy Sunday. This actually was a single from the band's excellent album Ogden's Nutgun Flake, and actually was released against the band's wishes at the time. But what a great song. The Small Faces, Lazy Sunday.
Wouldn't it be nice to get on with me neighbours? But they make it very clear they've got no room for ravers. Rainbow.
say, and no one can stop me from feeling this way. Yeah. Crazy Sunday afternoon, I've got no mind to worry. Close my eyes and drift away.
Small Faces and Lazy Sunday. Now to a song also chosen on the Strange Brew podcast by Mark Nevin, fairground attraction songwriter, great solo artist, but also of course Morrissey collaborator in his time too. The song is Barry Ryan and Eloise, a brilliant track. Morrissey describes it as overly dramatic, epic of clash and plea, a 48-piece orchestra wrapped in cliff-bound sirens, racing to an out-of-my-mind screaming vocal. Quite. Let's hear it. Barry Ryan, Eloise.
I'm there, and heaven knows I hope she goes. I find it hard to realize that love was in her eyes. It's dying now. She knows I'm crying now. Sun that makes the day, that lights the way. And when that star goes by, I'll hold it in my hands and cry, her love is mine, my sun will shine. Find you,
I'd be so kind, you'd want to stay. I know you'd stay.
Barry Ryan and Eloise. When, in 1969, a teacher spies a copy of Morrissey's single of Hare Krishna Mantra on Morrissey's desk, the teacher's face cracked a smile and orders a record player into the classroom, where the teacher plays the record five times to an unwashed class whose nits sway in rhythm, according to Morrissey. Music is the key, of course. So let's hear Radha Krishna Temple, an Apple single from 1969, produced by George Harrison, and a hit, actually, in the top 20, Hare Krishna Mantra.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Radha Krishna Temple and Hare Krishna Mantra. And next we have, in late 1969, early 70, a massive worldwide hit for Dutch band Shocking Blue. Morrissey rages with jealousy at the disembodied audience of zombies who show unearthly indifference in the presence of Shocking Blue. Let's hear Venus. Shocking Blue and Venus, now to one of Morrissey's favourite tracks from 1970. It is Grooving with Mr. Blow, and that was written for the US studio group Wind and released as a B-side of their single Make Believe, which made the charts in the US in 1969. BBC Radio played the wrong side of the Wind single, and it was heard by Stephen James of Dick James Music, who wanted to release the track over in the UK but could not get the rights, so he had the tune covered by other musicians, including Elton John on piano, but didn't like that version, and the song was rearranged with a different player playing the piano. So, released as the band Mr. Blow, Grooving with Mr. Blow was released in May 1970, reaching number 2 in the UK Hit Parade. Mr. Blow, grooving with Mr. Blow. Next, moving on a year, 1971, and to a song Morrissey describes as having lost strangeness. It is Springwater and I Will Return. Springwater was a project from Phil Cordell, formerly of the group Tuesday's Children, and I think it was their only hit, reaching number 5 in the UK singles chart. So let's hear Springwater and I Will Return. Springwater and I Will Return from 1971. Also from this year, we have another of Morrissey's favourite tunes, Hurricane Smith and Don't Let It Die. Don't Let It Die was actually written, produced and sung by Norman Hurricane Smith, the engineer and producer for a range of groups, including the Beatles, Pink Floyd and, of course, even the Pretty Things. And it was recorded by Norman Smith as a demo in the hope that John Lennon would record the song. And in fact, when you hear it, I could actually imagine John singing the number. But following advice from famous producer Mickey Mouse, Smith decided to release itself, where it reached number 2 on the UK singles chart. So here is Norman Hurricane Smith and Don't Let It Die.
River side.
Hurricane Smith and Don't Let It Die, a single on Columbia in 1971, next to Morrissey's first concert, which was T-Rex, and Morrissey remembers his dad and his sister drop him off at the daunting Bellevue on the 16th of June 1972, and it said the Smith song Panic was based on Metal Guru, and it certainly does share some similarities, so here is T-Rex and Metal Guru. T-Rex and Metal Guru, and that leads us very neatly into David Bowie and Starman. The Starman single, according to Morrissey, had shaken everyone up with its Somewhere Over the Rainbow chorus and Blue Mink's Melting Pot Bridge. Yeah.
watch on the TV. We may pick him up on channel 2. Look out your window, I can see his light. If we can sparkle, he may land tonight. Don't tell your papa or he'll get us locked up in time. There's a star man waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a star.
David Bowie and Starman next. Before our final tune and Morrissey pick, our next show could be very special indeed, so do look out for that. But firstly, let's hear Morrissey's choice, being a track that produced a new meaning to everything as Roxy Music inexplicably jumped to number 4 with their first single, Virginia Plain, a pursed mouth whirl of low noise and words used for sound value only. Let's hear it. Roxy Music, Virginia Plain.
You're so chic to the rebel of the week. Babies up the mountain streamline. Midnight you can see in the floors. Dance the cha-cha through to sunrise. Opens up exclusive doors for a while. Just like the moon goes, look the same. So me and
you, just me too. Got to search for something new.
Plane.